Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Coffee with Curls podcast. Welcome to season 6, episode 1. Crazy, right? I know. I couldn't believe it. Time has flown by. I'm getting back into it. And so I wanted to start fresh as I wrapped up the last season. There was just so much going on between season 5. But here we are. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here because you can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. Your girl has been doing good. I started a soft 75 challenge. Many of you may or may not have heard what is called 75 hard. So 75 hard, the whole premise of that is like you work out 2 times a day, 2 45-minute workouts. I believe you read like 20-something pages, I want to say. You take a picture of yourself on a daily basis. Got to definitely follow a diet. You got to drink, I think it's 1 gallon of water a day. So the soft 75 is just a softer version of the hard 75 challenge. And so it's kind of my version. People kind of alter it. So for me, what I'm currently doing, it's just documenting my consistency. I'm not doing the 2 workouts. I'm doing 1 workout a day. And it's about different workouts. It's just not specifically going like hard in the gym. It would be like mobility exercises, which I've spoken about on the podcast, the importance of mobility, right? But you know, getting into my boxing class again, just in walking, you know, just being intentional with movement is pretty much what I'm doing. And so I'm starting this first version of it. You can follow because I'm journaling everything on my TikTok. And my TikTok is Coffee with Curls, just like everything else on my social media, if you guys want to check that out. And yeah, just kind of keeping myself accountable is the reason why I went on to do this challenge. So yeah, I just did an ultra version of that and I just want to see, you know, sometimes I like doing these personal challenges. It helps me just one, be accountable for myself and see what I can accomplish, you know, as myself. I like just doing this kind of random stuff. So if you're interested in those things, yes, please go check that out on my TikTok. After I complete this one, I want to see, I'm possibly going to try the 75 hard. It's just a little challenging because of how my work schedule is and I travel for work. I mentioned this before. So that's where the 75 hard challenge can be challenging for me. So we'll see. If not, I'll just up the soft version of it. But for now, I'm just doing the round one and trying that out and just being very intentional because, as I mentioned before, health is wealth. And I'm trying to be around, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot to see, a lot to do, a lot to, you know, explore in this world, you know? I hope you guys have been doing good, you know? There's been so many topics and things I want to talk about, and I feel like I haven't really had a chance to really dig in on some of these topics of just like stuff that I see. Like, I've been very intentional of when I started doing this podcast to not be like gossipy, you know what I mean? It's really not my thing, but there's been some things that I think would be great to just chat about, right? Just have real conversations because I know I'm not the only person thinking about this. I think you guys probably thought about it too. And I am definitely one of those people that just start conversation, listen to different perspectives. I'm always open about that stuff. So what I really want to talk about, especially, and I've been wanting to talk about this for a while, and I didn't know if I really wanted to do a podcast or record this, however, but I'm just going to go for it. The whole relationship war between everybody, like seriously, the whole conversation of like podcasters just going like, to me, in a lot of ways, this shit is out of control. Like, I mean, keep it real, okay? Your girl's gonna keep it real, which I always, about, women submitting, men having to do these things. And I've seen this in every way people can bring these conversations up, right? Like any way they want to cut this, they're having these crazy ass conversations. And mostly disrespectfully, for sure, in my opinion, very disrespectful. Feeling like men topic is like women should submit. And then women saying, well, you gotta have this is that. And it's just like, how do we get here? How did we all get here? Okay. If you guys hear some background noise, excuse it. Because I'm actually in Savannah right now recording this episode. So there might be some sounds in the background. But that's not here or there. Let's go back into what we're talking about right now. And it's just crazy. It's just so crazy. And I've been observing this for quite a while, at least a year, how these conversations have unfolded. And it's just like nonstop. It is nonstop. And there's people out here giving some really, really, really bad advice. My opinion. They're not thinking this shit through. And now this is coming from a perspective. I'm gonna tell you me. Me. Coffee with curls, no Emmy. I've been married for a long time. And so I've always been an observer in general. And I think that the conversation that people are not talking about, besides the surface stuff, right? Let's keep it 1,000. Because I observe, like I'll watch and I'll see the back and forth, and it's always the same thing. Like it's almost like copy and paste combo, right? Copy and paste combo is what I call it. It goes on like someone triggers one another and they just go back and forth. And the conversation nobody really gets into that I wish people would talk about more is like the meat of the relationship. Like when you with somebody, forget, like I hear crazy shit like people are like, you gotta take me out to $300 or $400 on a like first date dinner. Like I heard some crazy shit like that, or I won't take you serious. I'm like, are you fucking bugging? Like seriously. Like that's just wild to me. But what I find that nobody really talks about is having someone be there for you when shit gets hard and life is lifing. How do you manage that? How do you manage that, God forbid, the person you're with is in a car accident? How do you manage that? Manage if somebody has going through something with their health, or if somebody lost a family member, like a parent. How do you manage that? How do you manage your finances? How do your communication skills are? What is your level of emotional intelligence? Have you worked on yourself? What level of are you willing to do that? Is this as over? Like, are you going to continue to the progress or progression for self? And also, are you willing to do therapy individually and with your partner? Like those conversations, and I can go on and on because these are the things I think about personally. Why is that not being talked about in these relationships? It's almost like, well, if women have children, they're not valuable. I mean, just a kind of crazy talk, like a real crazy talk. And even at the end of the day, people can have their preference. I get that. But I'm saying that the conversation is really not about preference. It's almost like, who can I disrespect? How I can step over you and make you feel less than so you can settle. That's what it seems like to me in anything. And what I'm not hearing is in the meat of what it is to be with somebody. Right? Like relationships are not perfect. They're not. Listen, nothing is perfect in life. Like nada. Don't have that expectation because it's not happening. I mean, your girl's gonna tell you that shit is not real. Takes work, takes, evolution. Like you're not the same person, speaking for self, that was like 2 days ago, or even when you met, or whatever it is. But I don't ever hear the nitty-gritty of having the true, honest conversation of, how are you doing? Worrying about, how the world is right now. There's just so much shit going on. And I feel that when you're dating, if you decide to move forward to get married, that's what your goal is, right? Because that's also not everyone's goal either, And that's fair to say. Or if people don't want to have children, that's fine. It's like you gotta find what works when you get with somebody and that you both agree, and this is the partnership that you want to get into. You really gotta talk and put everything on the table. And this surface shit of conversation is a deeper thing that's going on that people don't want to deal with, right? I feel that part of what's going on too is because we're in a space where people feel like everyone is disposable, which is not good. And I think that some of that has to do because we have so much access to social media and thinking that you can meet so many people and that you have all these choices around the world. You do, but you don't at the same time. It's just crazy, this mentality of just throwing folks away like they don't mean anything. It's really scary to read. Real frank with you. And so I wish that people would get into like more of those combos or more shown, because I have seen where podcasters have sat down and had a little bit more deeper, but what's shown, of course, is the controversial stuff. Let's be real, because the controversial stuff is what gets out and gets people heated, and it just goes us back and forth, and people are just so easily can get caught up in this stuff, unfortunately. But to really understand what it means to base a relationship besides the surface, before, even beyond the first date, the second date, I hear these crazy ass expectations. Like I saw this one video of this of someone speaking about sex, and it was that the guy had planned the date, and the woman expecting to be satisfied, it shouldn't be a thing because the guy paid for everything. I'm like, that's fucking insane. Like, that's insane. If you're already thinking like that, there's a very selfish quality that's being shown. And me, I'm like, that's a red flag. Like, that's like, nah, that's not good. To each their own. But for me, I'm like, But it's just so much stuff going on, and people getting into situationships, they're not being honest, And I think the part of honesty when it comes to certain people, it's because they want to have their cake and eat it too. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I feel like all these conversations have been out of control. And I've had this thought for a while. I'm like, is it getting worse? Do you guys think the conversation are getting worse? And another thing to add to all this too is like they talk about the surface things of relationships, but there's a lot of blaming going back and forth without solutions, right? So if you think that there's a quote unquote issue, then why are you not providing a solution? Why are we getting stuck with the quote unquote problem? So it's just like a vicious cycle of nothingness and copy and paste. This has been my theory about this craziness of conversations, And like I said, it's just so easy for people to get caught up in all of this mess because it's very controversial, and it becomes really, really like an unnecessary fight, because if you're really trying to unite people together, then you would sit there and be like, you know what? Let's provide solutions. If that doesn't work, we can continue. But at least there's some kind of plan to move forward. And I'm not seeing that. And, you know, with this way of thinking of believing you have millions and trillions of choices across the world and people are disposable. I think it's more the disposable, right? Because everybody has a choice, truth be told. The disposable mind, the way of that, you know, thinking, that's where it's kind of disturbing. So I'm curious, what do you guys think? Have you thought about this? Is it just me? Y'all not gonna leave me out here like this, right? Like, I'm the only person that's thinking this. And so it's okay. But I'm just very curious to see if you guys even thought about it this far. Let me know in the comments. Follow me. Stay tuned as new episodes will be dropping. They'll be dropping every other Friday to let you guys know. And I will keep you guys posted when an episode drops. So, like I said, you guys could be anywhere in the world. But you're here with me and I appreciate that. So let me know what you guys think about this. Hasta la próxima. Be good, people. Hey, gorgeous people. One last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.